quality of life of a schizophrenic patient is generally quite poor. I think it's very difficult because, sadly, we tend to stigmatize psychiatric illness in general. That if you ask people who would you like to marry or have a relationship with, people are quite happy to have a marriage or a relationship with somebody with a broken leg or somebody who's, you know, hurt their arm, but people are very, very reluctant to have those kind of relationships with people who have a psychiatric illness. The hard facts are that, you know, 1 in 10 people will have some kind of mental illness in their life. 1 in 100 will develop a schizophrenic illness. And so it can happen to anybody. And I think one of the things to recognise is it's just that some people are slightly more resilient to these psychiatric disorders than others, but one should always bear in mind that there, but for the grace of God, go one of us. And we know that we can tip ourselves into a psychotic type illness, a schizophrenic type illness, by abusing cannabis or amphetamines or simpler ways of doing it. We know that if you have people who have sensory deprivation, you put them in some kind of bubble thing where they can't feel anything, they start having these kind of experiences. It's very difficult for patients with schizophrenia, because of the symptoms that they have, to lead normal lives. And I think it makes it hard if people also are ignorant about the kind of phenomena or the suffering that patients with schizophrenia go through. I think it's very important that people are sympathetic and aware that this is just a feature of the illness, and that with appropriate drugs, most people can normalise their lives, provided they get the right kind of support.